For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken the lives of more than 20,000 people across the Mountain West. One of those people was Belarmina Martinez, a mother of eight and an aunt to nearly 20 nieces and nephews. She loved her family, food, and dancing the most. Belarmina Martinez, or rather...
Mina, that was her nickname. M-I-N-A.
That's Rudy Aguilar, her nephew. Tia Mina was the second oldest of 10 siblings. During family parties, the house was already packed even before friends showed up. Tia Mina met everyone at the door with fresh pupusas, handmade cornmeal patties stuffed with beans, pork, and oozing cheese, a classic Salvadorian dish. And when the cumbia or bachata started to blast through the speakers, Tia Mina was the first person on the dance floor, but dancing alone was never an option.
She would like take us each one at a time and try to get us, and we'd always joke, hey, don't make eye contact. Tia's coming, don't look. We'd try to push each other out to go dance with her.
Rudy says that's what he'll miss most, the embarrassing moments he felt as a boy that slowly turned into tender moments as he grew up, realizing that a simple dance made his Tia Mina feel special and cared for. Just recently, Rudy's cousin found a short video, visual evidence of Rudy and his late aunt sharing the dance floor.
You know, just brought back all the memories. You know, obviously, like, a little tough, a little sad, because I know that's not going to happen again.
In the video, Rudy and Tia Mina are standing in the middle of the living room dance floor, two-stepping to the beat of El Viejo del Sombrerón, and family members are insisting they turn up the music. He says Tia Mina's love for dancing was rooted in her Central American culture. She immigrated to the U.S. in the early 90s from El Salvador. She spent some time in L.A., but eventually moved to Reno, Nevada, where her younger brother, Adolfo Aguilar, Rudy's dad, was living.
She took the responsibility of organizing the holiday parties.
He says Tia Mina was the reason why everyone got together every Christmas, New Year, or birthday party. And it made sense because she played a motherly role in everyone's life.
She was like a mother to me and to our younger siblings. Because of how big the family was. I remember that she wanted to teach me a lesson and was chasing me around. I ran and ran, climbed a tall tree. And she said, I'm not coming. I'm not going nowhere. I'm waiting here till you get down.
Adolfo says thinking back to this shared moment with his sister makes him laugh, but he knew times were hard back then. His older sister had to grow up fast to help raise their younger siblings. Tia Mina would continue this journey. She was a stay-at-home mother who helped shape the lives of her own grandkids and even the nieces and nephews. Adolfo's son, Rudy, remembers those times.
That was a place that a lot of us would go when our parents were working and stuff, and like spend the day there, and she'd be taking care of us, cooking food and things like that.
Tia Mina would have turned 67 this year. Adolfo says that his sister taught them what it means to be a family unit, and now it's up to them to keep the family bond stronger than ever in her honor.
I told that to my nieces and nephew and told them, you know, she's suffering a lot, and we have have to keep in mind that she is now at rest in a better place, knowing that she's suffering so much and finally resting. I feel at peace that she's already resting.
Adolfo wants his sister, Tia Mina, to be remembered as a luchona, a Spanish word of endearment for fighter. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.